begin with attendance. Administrative Director Knudsen? Oh, yes, the question will be what you plan to do over Nobel break that is appropriate in this body.
I like that Nobel is not break.
Yeah. Nobel's easy.
I have swim practice both days, so that'll be fun.
Eva?
Yeah, I'm pretty busy over Nobel. I've got a lot of homework, so. Yeah, Maria.
Gustafson?
I have to write a paper in ancient Greek, so I'll be there.
Rasmussen?
Gymnastics practice started there, so I'll be working that.
Peterson?
I will be doing lots of laundry.
Wicklund?
I will go to the Nobel conference.
Gabby?
I will be catching up on sleep.
Karen?
I'm going to go see Patricia Churchland and Antonio Damasio, and I'm going to be looking for houses.
Just open them all.
Mom?
Cry over the fact that I'll start all of my three papers 5 hours before they're due.
Voucher?
Laundry, homework, fantasy football.
Gonna go?
Probably start a couple papers that are due.
Yeah?
Work out a 26-page research paper.
Ouch.
Okay. Get caught up in that in school.
Sing. Mahan?
Megan. And I'm going to a home free concert tomorrow night with my friends.
Salve? Rash?
Gonna be doing RPT stuff most of the time.
Wagner.
Sweet.
Denson.
I'm gonna do some job applications.
Brian.
My brother is coming down. We're going to the Nobel conference.
Please.
He's playing tuba for the opening ceremony. Tomorrow, in the morning and in the afternoon.
Sure. Quantum mechanics and radical free performance.
Johnson?
I have 8 hours of rock climbing.
Canvas?
So, you know, all the knowledge that you don't need to do, none of them to pay for.
I'm driving to the city to get new glasses because I misplaced mine. Which reminds me, I'm blind as a bat right now, so if I mispronounce a name, if I point the wrong side of the room, that is the reason.
You do?
Work on the paper and have dinner at the agave.
Ben
catch up on sleep and homework.
I'm in Director Knudsen.
Oh boy, I have a lot of grad school applications to fill out.
And Jornes.
I'm going to process in the opening ceremony with my academic regalia, which is one of my favorite things to do, and then a full complement of administrative responsibilities for normal.
And with that, we'll move on to the approval of minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes from 10.9? All right. Do we need a second for the discrepancy? No? All right. Any other discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from September 29th, 2014, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? They are approved. We'll now move on to community comment. Is there anyone from the community here that would wish to comment? Anyone here for community comment? Community comment. Seeing none, we'll now move forward to old business. Is there anyone that would like to bring up any old business? Any old business? Any old? Sorry, Karen.
May I just ask a question then?
Absolutely.
How did the meeting with the board go?
Oh, yeah.
I yield. Sorry.
The meeting went extremely well. It's a little bit quick. We were in the same time slot as the faculty senate, and so we had, I think, about 7 minutes each.
Which is a little shorter than normal.
A little bit shorter than normal. We usually have, I believe, 15 or so. But it went really well. From what we heard from the board, they were very receptive to everything we shared. We really focused on the positivity. And the major concerns we brought forward were those of student space. So that included the parking aspect, as well as, you know, just general student space for organizations. We also brought forward some things we would like to do over the school year, but overall it was a very productive meeting. We feel like we'd be able to get a lot done with them this year.
Did they have any suggestions for parking or anything, or did they just kind of take it and just run with it?
To my knowledge, they just took it. I heard from other board members they discussed some of the issues, but we have not formally heard back about anything.
Neat. All right, I yield.
Is there any other old business? Any old business? Old business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. I will now turn it over to the Health and Housing Chair for the HeartSafe nomination.
Lou, we have with us tonight Meg Crosby, a current junior, who is my nomination for the HeartSafe champion. Meg submitted an incredible application. We had some really good responses from people in all different class years, majors, backgrounds, but Meg has some really cool perspectives and I'm really excited to see the position. Having had some experiences with heart health in her past, both as a patient in some surgeries, in working towards cardiology, in shadowing cardiologists, attending a camp for children with heart diseases, taking CPR and first aid training at Gustavus, and she was able to cite specific statistics in her application, and she also has a pretty good mix of leadership experiences on campus, including greeters, Gusty Buddies, Courtney and Matt, and then also student supervisor in the costume shop. She finished her application with a long list of really cool ideas for the position that just show a lot of promise for how this position grows and develops in the future. So I wholeheartedly endorse and nominate and applaud Meg Crosby. So,
at this point, Meg, would you like to say anything about your application, why you might be prepared for the role? Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, as Sam said, I do have a lot of personal background. After my senior year of high school, I did have open heart surgery, which is kind of just, I was born with congenital heart disease, so something that's, heart health has just always been a high priority in my life. This position is something that I was really excited about when I heard about the opportunity, just because it is, I think, a great way to really increase the heart health awareness here on campus, and whether that be through AED training or just in general awareness of AED locations, just a lot of other ideas I have as well. And I'm totally cool with answering any questions anybody might have.
At this point, we will open up to questions. Senator Karen.
This is just kind of wondering, are you certified, like, can you certify people to be?
I'm not a certified instructor.
Okay.
No, but I am certified in AED training and first aid and CPR.
It's impressive. Yeah, you'll.
Other questions?
Could you just share, like, a couple, I guess, like, concrete actions you want to take as heart surgeon?
Yeah, sure. So, one of the biggest things that I've noticed is, while there are a lot of AEDs located around campus, I think two really important things that need to be added to that is giving people the confidence to use them. AEDs aren't extremely difficult to use, but in a situation of crisis, people might pause or not have feel that they have the full comfortability to do something about it. And then also, so I think some training for general training, just for anyone, not necessarily certification training, just so they have an idea of how to use the machine is really important. And then along with that, just awareness of the locations of the machines themselves. They are located all throughout campus, but if you don't know exactly where they are in a time of crisis, the American Red Heart Association, or American Red Cross, excuse me, says that for every minute that someone does not take action, or that defibrillation is not used, their chance of survival of the person in crisis goes down by 10%. So really knowing where the locations are around campus, and whether that be through like putting posters up or really having like maps that locate the locations of the AED, things are important to me. So along with that, I was thinking about just having general health posters, like with just tips, so that those are kind of available and accessible to everyone on campus. Another idea I had was to have like a informational session with our nutritionist on campus, George Elliott, about different dietary options that would be more heart healthy. Going off of that, also perhaps partnering with the PAs or another organization on campus that would be interested to have like a heart awareness week. Maybe that would be over Valentine's, just to be kind of cutesy about it. But just really, again, to increase people's awareness, especially like Women's Heart Disease Associations. Like, just overall, I want people to have more of an understanding. And then one of my final like bigger ideas, and I don't know if that would be in this year or in the next coming year, would be to have host some sort of charity like run in the ARB, and that with proceeds going to like Women's Heart Disease Association, or to like this camp that I went to that is specifically for children who have heart disease. And that would just be a great way to like increase awareness again, and just to get people active and involved. So yeah, those are like my biggest ideas.
Are there any other questions for the candidate? Any questions? Any questions? Seeing none, we will now move forward to discussion. You are welcome to stay if you would like, but you can also step out if you feel like that would be the better option for you.
I'll probably go out just so. Do will you guys need me back anytime soon? Or
yeah, what we'll do is we'll have discussion and the vote.
Okay.
And we will grab you as soon as that vote is done.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. We will now open up for discussion. Senator Miller.
I thought she had a lot of great ideas, and she seems very passionate about the position. I think she'd be a great fit for it. yeah, yield.
Senator Peterson.
I was a greeter with Meg, and she's just like the most caring, wonderful person that you could ever meet. When she's really passionate about something, she'll work so hard and tirelessly to get it done. And just seeing her with like, the freshmen and just working with all of us, she was fantastic and very, very good.
Is there any more discussion on the candidate? Any more discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll now move forward to a vote. This does require two-thirds majority vote. Is that correct?
My impression is that it was a permissive majority to change biology.
Is there any other
take the vote and then see if it matters.
Simple majority. Thank you. I apologize for mistakes. So now move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the candidate, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Nomination passes.
Candy,
which is now in front of all of you. So thanks for on your way out. Would you like the floor?
Yeah. Okay. I would just like
equestrian team go first because they have someone here representing them tonight, and they're out in the hallway waiting. So just to help them move their life along a little faster.
Senator's got it.
So moved.
Yeah, is there a second for the motion? Second goes to Senator Thrash. Do we need to discuss on this?
Equestrian team?
Okay. All those in favor of switching around the schedule so equestrian goes first, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Yes.
So reordering passes. So we will be starting up with the equestrian team. You can also cover these. Historically, just so all the centers are aware, whenever we are looking at a budget, usually cover the speakers list, that way we can clearly see all the line items. If at any point you would like to see that, you can make a point of personal privilege motion to see the speakers list. So we will now move it over to the finance chair to explain the budget and the reasonings behind the finance committee's decisions.
Okay, so last night was our first finance meeting. And the equestrian team came in asking for $4,000 for registration, travel, and lodging throughout the year for different competitions, and travel to those competitions because they're farther away from campus. But we sadly had to allocate them $0 because we did not have documentation as to what competitions would possibly cost. But then that evening we received documentation from them, so we would like to possibly ask what the Senate feels, if they feel that they should get the $4,000 back or leave it as our recommendation stated. They do also have a competition this coming weekend and coming weekends thereafter. And then they asked for $15 for printing, which we felt was very necessary given they need funding for papers such as to fill out for registration for different competitions and whatnot.
Yeah. Equestrian team, the floor is now yours to discuss the budget.
So last spring we were not allocated any money, so this is to cover, as our club sport budget, the $4,000 like normal club sports receive. It'll go towards shows. We have 6 regular season shows left, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so generally each weekend costs $500 in entry fees. When we go to NDSU or Crookston, it costs us $400 to rent a car and $300 for hotel each weekend. And so we're looking for funds to cover those expenses.
Awesome. We'll now open up the floor for discussion on the budget. Senator Thrash.
It's been a little while since the spring process. Do we normally ask for quotes from club sports?
Historically, we have not.
Okay. So, those of you that are new to Senate, for a norm, you have something?
Okay.
All right. For a normal budget, you want an exact quote. This is what we are spending the money on. This is how much it's going to cost. Club sports, we tend to give them a little bit more discretion. We say, here's your $4,000. Go for it. Compete. So, I have absolutely no problem funding this budget in full because equestrian team is obviously a club sport, so we're just giving them kind of their new idol.
Sarah Rasmussen?
I'm trying to think, did we bump up, or did last year Senate move the thing up from 3,000 to 4,000? Oh, perfect. Then I moved to change line item 29 to 4,000.
Is there a second? Second goes Senator Thrash. We are now in discussion for moving registration, travel, and lodging to $4,000. Discussion on the motion. Discussion. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote on the motion. All those in favor of moving item 29 for registration, travel, and lodging to $4,000, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Further discussion on the budget. Senator Rasmussen.
Was this club given $15 for printing during spring budget process?
No.
Get someone we can look up. item, and I move change line item 36 to 15.
Okay. Point of clarification for the finance team, is that printing RA funded in full? Coming out of committee, or was it fine to zero coming out of committee?
Oh, okay.
Yep, I believe there's just slight confusion on the line items. If you look at line 43, I believe it'll be, it is funded to 15 there, 42.
Oh, sure, okay. I'm sorry.
Would you still like to make the motion?
No, we're good. I
okay. Any further? Just centers
here. Yeah. I just have a question for the controller. What's our contingency at currently?
Available for mid-years is $120,670 in net.
Okay.
Any other discussion on the budget? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote to approve the budget. This is under $5,000, so it only requires, is it simple majority and no roll call? Yeah, simple majority. All those in favor of approving the budget as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? The budget passes. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We will now move on to our second budget for the evening from the Anime Club. Finance Director Branch.
Okay, so Anime also came to us last night. So first off, they asked for $1,185, and for conventions, we can only fund them $1,100 in total, and that's mainly what they were asking for. And so we've started with registration fees. For this convention that they want to go to, it's going to be $50 per person, but they just want to subsidize the fees, so we gave them in full what they wanted, just so that the cost for their members would be less during throughout the year. Lodging, we only gave them $654 for that because they came with their documentation for a room would be $109 for a night, and they would be there for two nights, and so it would work out to be three people to a room, and so we only did the $654 because we are not allowed to pay tax, from my understanding, for different organizations because we are a tax-free school. So, and their estimation included tax into their estimation for the money they wanted to be allocated. And for travel, they did not give us any means as to what gas would cost or any cars that they would be using. They are required to use school cars, but they don't have an estimation on how many people will be going. So we didn't know, the cars cost different here at school depending on which car you take, and so we didn't know which car they would want to be using. So we allocated $0 for them, and the hope that maybe they would come back when they have stronger numbers if for travel expenses for cars and gas.
As the organization is not here, we will move directly to discussion on the budget from the center floor. Discussion on the budget. Senator Gustafson.
I'm in finance committee, and I think Finance Director Branch meant to say that there would be five people to a room and three rooms for two nights. So that's where that number comes
from. Thank you. Senator Karen.
I was just wondering, it's a question actually. If we approve this budget, just saying, is there any way that they could come back in and readjust their budget to allocate for the gas and the transportation? Okay, I yield.
Any more discussion on the budget? Discussion? 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 Senator Gladys?
If they're figuring that they're going to rent 3 rooms for 15 people, how do they not have like an estimate on how many people are going? You know, for the van, et cetera.
Discussion on the budget?
All right, so far.
Is, yeah.
So yeah, I yield. All
right, I apologize. Discussion.
Do you mean you yield to somebody answering your question?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay.
So they had 12 people go last year, and they figured they were going to have a few more go this year, like around 15 or so. They didn't. I think they thought they were going to be using their own cars, and that's where that $85 in gas came from. We weren't really sure. They didn't tell us how many cars they wanted or vehicles they wanted to take or what type. So they kind of had a number, at least based on what the numbers were last year, but just gave us no intention of what they were planning to do. So that's why we recommended zero.
Do you yield?
I yield.
Okay, I apologize for that. Further discussion on the budget? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll now move to a vote to approve the budget as presented by the Finance Committee. All those in favor of approving the budget, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? The budget passes. As that is the last item on new business that is on the agenda, we will now move to opening up to new business in general. Is there any new business that anyone wishes to bring forward? Any new business? Any new business? Seeing none, we'll move forward to announcements. We'll now open the floor for announcements. Ombudsperson Weiss.
Members of the Ethics Committee, you can just meet me after the meeting. We'll just talk a little bit about details coming up for meetings. So, what's up?
I'd like to announce that you should all take more candy because it needs to be eaten here.
I guess I am next. Yep. Just three quick things. For those of you that volunteer to be flag bearers tomorrow morning at Nobel, just a friendly reminder. Also, I just want to say thank you to the finance team. It's a totally new team this year, and that is huge. I think they did an incredible job and handled all these budgets very maturely. So, bravo. And also, again, I apologize for the kerfuffle of not knowing what yield was yielding to what. Chair Panzer.
Members of the Health and Committee, if you could also stay after the climate time of meet.
Chairwoman Brand. Sweet.
Same PR
meeting
right here.
Thank you. Finance Director
Brand. Hey, I have the same thing. Meet after, and thank you, Jonas, for the candy.
Chair Johnson.
As a committee, you all got a doodle. Fill that out. You don't have to meet me afterwards today.
Chair
committee, y'all need to meet with me afterwards. Also, good job on your guys' first budget.
Controller Bimbina.
I just have a little plug. Delta started our philanthropy this month. It's for raising money for breast cancer, and we have a 5K this Sunday. It's $12. You get a shirt and food. So if you would all like to sign up, we'd love to have you or tell your friends.
Any more announcements? Senator Hagen.
I just wanted to applaud whomever was involved with the HeartSafe nomination. She seemed very good, and also that our college is taking the initiative and stepping up and making sure that heart safety is an important thing. It's one of the leading causes of death in the U.S., so thank you all for that.
Any other announcements? 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 Seeing none? You now move to adjournment. That's a difficult word. The meeting is adjourned.